Hi, Ken.
Kendra, thank you for the huge roll of toilet paper you just gave me.
It's just, if you needed it,
yeah.
It's there.
I know I can be uncouth at sometimes, but I never just take, you know, poops on your couch.
Yeah, no, it was for your nose, but you didn't even want it.
No, I appreciated it. Kendra, you did it. Once again, you got me to do your bidding.
What'd I do?
Well, the movie we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty proud.
You're like, we're going to see this.
But I will say, we got a lot of positive votes towards us seeing Dora the Explorer.
Did we really? Yeah. I didn't know this.
There was like 10 votes.
Wow, that's great.
Saying yes.
I didn't look into the numbers.
It might have even been more than that. So no one said no. That's all I know.
We did get one message saying that we needed to see it so that the person didn't have to see it themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, it's fine. We'll do that work.
That's
the Lord's
part of
work.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of why we're here. I was actually going to see.
Oh, we're doing some research now.
Well, except for I'm not seeing in our archive.
It's excellent top of the show material.
Oh, here it is. It's at the bottom.
What? Everything else goes to the top.
I know. Oh.
What?
We had 9 votes for yes, 0 votes for no.
It's because people aren't going to vote no. It's just like,
I don't know.
I think of that as how many followers do we have? Those are the number of minus 9.
130
minus 9. 121 no votes is what I count that
Wow.
as. But we saw it anyway. So
we did. So haha to those fake no votes that didn't exist.
Yes.
I think Perry would really like this movie.
I think so too.
Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
Okay, what did you think of the flick, Ken? I have a lot of
thoughts
about it.
Can I say one thing? We saw this in our local theater.
Yes.
And we won't say what that is.
Yep.
But we do know it's Woody Allen's childhood.
Yeah, but we also
theater.
Got an...
So that gives you a hint. If you want to do some digging, you'll be able to find us.
Yeah.
Find our homes
you,
and say hello, which is what we want. Ignore Kendra. Now, but I will say this. So we saw this in the theater, and there were probably, what, 2 other groups of people? 3?
Maybe three. Well... single dude in front of us, and then 2 groups.
Oh, the single, yeah.
Which, like, shout out.
A lot of just, you know, talking along to the movie, but in a quiet, fun way. But
I mean, the reason why is because it's fucking Dora the Explorer, and
right.
She's always asking you questions.
We'll get to that. But I do want to say that Kendra by far enjoyed this movie the most out of anyone in that movie theater. I just want to, like...
And the thing is... I thought it was very good. I wouldn't even say it was great. I just had a really good time.
Yes, you did. Well, and I did too. And it's not even because your enthusiasm was,
rubbing off on you.
Yeah.
Well, there was a buffer seat in between us.
Yeah, we had a buffer seat. It was a warm theater. That was the warmest theater I've ever been in.
No way.
Yeah. You heard me.
We've been to Ken other times when it was warmer.
Well, I don't remember those times. I blacked those times out. What? Did you just say the name of the theater? Wow. You're just letting people know now. I mean, let's be fair. It's a 25-minute walk from where we live.
Yeah,
it's just there's no other...
You know how theaters are.
And you know what, Kendra? 25-minute walk? If you put a little 25-minute radius around Kent Theater, you know how big that is? That's 10,000 square miles. It's always funny when you hear someone making up a number
Nothing
and they're like,
better.
20 million feet. I don't know. Yeah, but
Nothing
it's a lot.
Better than math. What the fuck?
Space math? Geometry?
Yeah, geometry.
Map math. Second only to calendar math and your favorite math. Right? Or time math?
Time math.
Which,
really
yeah, rank those 3. I think people need to hear the Kendra Gaylord definitive ranking of map math.
I'm best with map math. If I'm being honest.
Okay.
Geometry was a strong suit of mine.
Really?
Of the suits that were bad for me.
It was the strongest
of
suit.
Of some ill-fitting suits, geometry was the best one.
It was
still definitely too big.
But had a little David Byrne action.
Right.
So
it looked like a vibe.
Yeah.
Like it looked like I was doing
right.
something.
The other times you were just...
No, just a human swimming in a suit.
Yeah, just a floppy.
Yeah.
Just flopping around. Anyway, this movie, highly enjoyable.
Yeah, can I tell you my big theory about this movie?
Oh, no, yeah. Well, please.
I
Kendra, I asked you when we left the theater, hey, Do you have any big theories about this movie? And you said not one.
I hadn't slept on
but
it.
I saw you. There was a, you sort of narrowed your eyes, and you're like,
the gears were a turning.
Not for you to know now, little Padawan, is what you said with your eyes.
No. I just woke up in the morning and I was like, ugh, that's what made it so great. What made it great is we're so used to Disney movies right now, and Disney movies are actually perfect. Like, everything's done exactly how it should be to make the storyline be really, like, clean.
Yeah.
The jokes always hit. Like, all this stuff is done to make it, like a...
It's a factory.
Sanded down yes. gem.
Yeah.
And what Nickelodeon has always been, since the beginning of time, is kind of a messy bitch.
Yeah.
But, like, in a perfect way.
Smaller budgets?
It has always been a smaller budget. But also, they were always... Disney was always doing the cleaner stuff, the everything. And Nickelodeon was doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the fact... I just think about what the things that it's, like, popular are. It's, like, Dora the Explorer was probably the most mainstream, but it's, like, Blue's Clues. Did you ever see iCarly? Like, iCarly is one of the weirdest shows.
I didn't see it as much, no. Because that was in between when I was a kid. I mean, there's a huge swath here. When I was a kid, and then all of a sudden I had nieces and nephews where I would see some of these shows.
Yeah.
But, like, some of them I missed. Blue's Clues, though, was on in the morning before high school sometimes. And every now and then I would, like, click on it, and I would be like, what is this... drugged out
that's what I mean, bliss, like, it's always stuff. Been that,
and it's, yeah, it's weird,
it's always been like where something was, and like Drake and Josh was on Nickelodeon, like everything on,
I don't know that show
really. Oh, it was, I guess it was more my teen years. It was like the precursor to iCarly. It's these two brothers who
played the brothers,
you know, Drake and Josh, actually Josh Drake Bell and Josh
Bell. Oh, they weren't
the two peppers, bell peppers.
Barry,
I have no idea.
Oh no, it's fine. But anyway, yeah.
There's
this is a theory that you did bring up last night. Then you didn't.
I hadn't fully.
Right.
Gotten to it, but no, because I hadn't thought about it as a wider thing. Because it's like we watch so much Disney shit right now.
Yeah.
We're like watching nothing but Disney shit, and really, they do not know how to put out something. Like, they must test that with, like, millions of, like, robots who are designed to think like humans or something, because they're always, like...
They got it down. I almost think they got, like, an injection of even more of that when they got Pixar.
Yeah.
Because Pixar is, like... We all know that. Right. Like, they just, like, crank everything.
Manipulative.
Right, yes. But there's, like, a science behind it that is... You watch it and you're like, yep, another perfect movie.
Yeah.
But there was something about this that was like kind of on the fly.
Well, like, it's like just a weird energy.
What's the next thing we're doing here? Sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Right.
It just has a strange energy. And that's always what made Nickelodeon so funny when it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Was because you were like, it was just so weird. That you just
I loved it growing up. I can't remember one thing about what I watched, though. I'm trying to think the shows that were on when I was growing up. I don't know. You can't do that in television, but I think that was like a borrowed show.
For
right?
me, it was Channel 25, by the way, if you're
that's
wondering.
A show?
And Disney was Channel 24. Oh. No, I was just letting you know. Oh, okay. I just, because we've been talking about it, and I've just been thinking about Channel 25.
I don't remember the channel. I don't remember anything. that would be great, though. Do you think that they're going to add your quote to the posters for the coming weeks? Like, that messy bitch, Kendra Gaylord, from 2 Degrees of Perry Gilpin?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
no,
they should.
But I'm referring it to as Nickelodeon. Nicole.
Nicole Odeon.
Nicole, I'm so proud of you for being the sole owner of Nickelodeon. Yeah. yeah, it was just really fun. So should we talk about the movie?
Nah.
No, we're good. Okay, thanks everyone.
First of all, I didn't know anything about this movie going in. You said Dora the Explorer. I said, not happening. You said Dora the Explorer. I said, hell no. You said Dora the Explorer. I said, what time, my liege? And when I showed up, I said, you know what? I'm going to get popcorn. I'm going to get a soda. And I'm going to sit in a cold movie theater. And you said, no. We're going to go to the local movie theater. It's like a sauna. And you're going to have to watch this thing. Now, I got to say, the beginning of this movie, I was petrified.
Me too.
I looked over at you because she started talking to Backpack, her friendly Backpack. And I was like, what's this movie going to be? Because I thought it was going to be an actual, like, children's movie. Like, child, like,
yeah,
young
yeah.
child. Like, hello, Backpack. Hello, Dora. Like, that sort of thing. And then it switches from that pretty quickly. It's sort of a wink
yeah.
to the show. But she's grown up in this, I think, more than in the show. I don't know. Is she
oh,
high school
yeah,
in the show?
Yeah.
I don't
no,
know.
In this, no. I mean, Dora's always supposed to be, like...
I have no idea.
Like, 6, I think.
Okay. So this is, like... Yeah, it's older, so they can have, like, older jokes.
And so they start yeah. with Dora as, like, a 6-year-old. And she's, like... going through the, like, jungle with her cousin Diego, mm-hmm. and that's really fun but weird because you're watching it and you're like, oh no, is this going to be the whole movie? Or Ken's like that. I'm like, sure thing, whatever.
Immediately we see them like pretend to be, you know, fighting these people and or whatever, and then they're in a car and you're like, they're driving, and then all of a sudden you see that they're not in a real car.
Right.
It's kind of their
imagination, yeah.
But you still got the monkey.
Yeah, the monkey's real.
But then you see the parents. You got Eva Longoria and you got Michael Pena. I'm down for that. I love Michael Pena. Michael Pena is a national treasure.
There's
Yeah, we got some. This is Michael Pena fans right outside as we speak. They're constantly coming through our neighborhood. Yeah. We're having conversations with them all the time.
Yeah, we're always just like, agreed.
Like, they all love End of Watch, his movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. Awesome movie. Very sad, though. But me, I like him in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
He's great in that.
Oh, he's so good in that.
He's great in a lot of things.
I can...
Airborne.
I hate that when I hear honking, I know exactly what the situation is.
What is it?
Like, I always know, like, that's the type of honking that you get when a car is, like, in the middle of the road, but, like, went and go to do something. But then it all was fine until one car got there and couldn't pass, and then they're a jerk, and then everyone behind them's a jerk. Yep. Anyway.
There is
honk
the...
Honk diaries.
There is the... Another, here's another, you know, entrance? And
sure. Entry point?
Another honk diary thing is like you can tell. Yes.
Wow. I guess I just patented honk diaries.
The honk diary, the one, it's the same honk too. I'm sure you'll know because you're closer to.
I'm very close
to
it.
Street than I am. Another hint about our living situation. Is the guy that or whatever comes out and is waiting for somebody, and they have a really loud honk, and it's the same. And I'm like, come on, these people, like, just wait 1 second.
I know. Wait a second.
You're disturbing Kendra.
Yes, it's me specifically. I also, there's a few car alarms on this street that I know everything about them.
Yeah. And they too are Michael Pena fans. Now, back to the movie.
Yeah, so then her parents are cool. She grows up the whole time living in the jungle until she's a teenager.
Yep.
And then... that's when...
Then her parents are just like, this is part of the sloppiness thing. They're just like... Because I even leaned over to you. I was like, how old are you supposed to be? Because they don't even say you're going to go to high school now. You're just like, you're going to go to the city.
Well, they refer to it as like...
We're going
to
go look for this Lost City of Gold, which is, of course, the title of the movie. Yep. Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yeah, but what is the actual city called? We heard it 47 times.
Oh, my God. They say it so much. Arapata. Aparata? No. Zara? Wow.
It doesn't matter. We'll get there later.
Doesn't matter.
But yes, you're right. They just keep being like, they're like, okay, we're going to move you. Well, how about you go to the city to go to school? And she's been homeschooled this whole time. And it just seems like they should have had more conversations about it.
Yeah. Like we're seeing her.
Not
like,
been like, bye.
This poor girl has to deal with a lot in like a 5 second scene.
And like, I feel like her parents really didn't get her prepped for like what the world would be.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. They really nurtured a lot of things that would not be encouraged in school. So anyway, her parents are off looking for this lost treasure. She talks with them. She moves to LA for a bit.
Which is a great fish out of water, you know, little episode there in the middle of the movie where she gets to go back. She's Diego. They haven't seen each other in 10 years.
Right.
He's trying to be cool at high school. So now he's got this, like, because she's a very earnest, obviously, very...
Yes,
smart,
she's an explorer.
Earnest explorer, like who has never lived outside the jungle and has never really had a lot of interaction with other
humans.
Kids and humans outside of her monkey Boots,
a classic human.
Yeah, and Diego, but she hasn't seen him in 10 years, and then she's got the two Reds.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, and it's, I mean, obviously, where she's sent there, I think. Well, it's fun. It's a fun part of the movie, but at some point, we find out they're bad guys, right?
Right. Well, and her parents no longer are calling her, telling them her location.
Right.
So
there's like something up.
Yeah.
And then they end up getting her and her like sort of new friends, although they're not friends yet.
Yeah.
Get kidnapped together, so that they
they get kidnapped from the National History.
Is it like Natural History Museum?
Yeah, which I've been to. I've been to that museum
in L.A.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I have familia in L.A.
You do, right.
And they have children, and that's how you end up at a...
It's a great place for children, yes.
Like, how did you end up there? And it's like, well, a child told me
I had to
go.
That's why I've been to the one in New York 3 times. And it's a great museum.
Right.
It's great.
I haven't been to the one in New York because I don't know any children around here.
No, I've asked you repeatedly to take me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Ken.
You never take me anywhere except for the 4 mile walk to our local theater, the Kent Theater. We'll just say it again because it's so far away from here. We actually live above the Kent Theater. Which would be my dream, but I think pretty obvious that my dream would be to live above a movie theater,
right?
Oh,
yeah.
Although, you get that popcorn smell. I really hate a popcorn smell. Really? Outside of, like, where it belongs.
It also would be bad because then you would constantly, you'd be like, oh, I guess I should eat popcorn. And then you would be the person who, like, died of some weird cancer that popcorn gets you because you ate it for every meal.
Whoa. This is a dark
You know, they always talked about the butter from popcorn is bad for you.
Oh, but I don't use the butter. Oh, are you talking about the butter already on there?
I have no idea. I mean, everyone is getting involved. The point is, Dora movie's great.
Oh, really? We came around
to that.
So then
she goes to high school, gets kidnapped at the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
And then...
with her friends.
In a box.
Yep.
Love a box.
And her friends are Diego, old school friend, but... They're cousins.
Oh, cousins who are no longer...
Primos.
Yeah, he's not as into it.
Well, she's embarrassing him.
And also, she's extremely embarrassing.
Yeah, she is really embarrassing.
Like, she is, if you had her as a friend, you'd be like, not a huge fan. Do you know what I mean?
I could be friends with her. She's cool.
Right, she is cool.
Once you know...
the deal.
Once you know someone's like that, it's fine.
Agreed. But I do think that she got less annoying as the movie went on.
I think she learned how to interact with people.
Yeah.
She learned a lesson as well. It's about, I don't know. What's the lesson?
Her lesson was...
No, that it's about...
And that it's hard to be responsible for other people. That's something she learned.
Yes. Yeah. We all know that one.
And the answer is why.
Well, hey, no, let's not spoil this movie too much.
It would not be a spoiler if you hadn't said, let's not spoil this
movie. I will
movie.
Say this, that the movie, the beats that it hits are pretty basic, like, you know, jungle adventure mm-hmm. beats. If you like a jungle adventure movie.
Yeah, I love a jungle adventure movie. Yeah. What I love, actually, is a kid's jungle adventure movie.
Yeah, you like stakes so low. I mean, and in fact, it's funny because the stakes in here are life and death. But you know, right.
There was a moment where I was like, oh, is that kid going to die? And then I was like, no, he's not. He's going to be fine.
But what I love about these kids movies is that they're kids movies, and yet there's a drug scene.
What was the drug?
A trip.
Oh.
They trip on some...
I almost don't want to spoil that because I thought that
spores.
Was so...
Well, no, I won't say what happens, but they, you know, there's a definitely...
Yeah. One of my favorite scenes of the entire movie.
And it's like, it's a highly, like, animated scene, too. It's very,
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, I just thought it was a really fun movie. And Dora does a great job. She ends up getting, like, going deeper into the forest. There's a nice flip of who the villains are. It's all just great. And they do weird stuff with adults. But do you know what I mean? Like, some of the jokes...
Weird stuff with adults.
Some of the jokes were a little bit flat. Like, sometimes something would happen and you'd be like, that was, like, either long or... Or, like, a couple of the kid actors who weren't Dora...
Yes.
...had some lines where I was like, that's for kids.
I think they all of a sudden close up on them and they just say something silly and then you move on. And I just think they shot on the fly. They were like,
right,
hey, let's go.
You say this.
And I think they probably shot this movie in 8 days. And I
think it took longer than that, but I do think that, like, what it reminds me of watching those sitcoms on Nickelodeon where they would have a kid say a line, which, like, you might be the type of kid who thinks that's funny, or you might not, but, like, one kid's gonna die laughing at, like, I don't know, Diego saying, like, a line that's not that funny, and then other people won't, and I kind of appreciate that. Like, I appreciate the lack of consistency. Legitimately.
No, I do too, because I don't think, I don't think comedy is supposed to be... Just hit the table. I'm so sorry. If you heard that, I apologize. I don't think it's supposed to be perfect. Like, I think that we've gotten to the point where they've actually made it so that comedies can be kind of, like, almost perfectly done. Like, there's, like, a formula and they just do it.
Yeah.
And it's part of the reason why, like, I still kind of like an SNL. I'll just use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, I like watching something where it's like swing and a miss. Oh, they hit. Almost like a Portlandia.
Yeah.
Or just a goofy.
It's also even just like live comedy.
Sketch shows. Like, live comedy where you're watching and you're like, oh, that didn't hit, but it's fine. Like everyone acts like, oh, well, you know, some people watch this stuff and they're like, yeah, I liked it, except that one joke was horrible. And you're like, what? Like, why are we judging this? And I remember watching SNL with friends in college, and it always bothered me because a couple of them would be like, a sketch would happen, and at the end of it, they would be like, well, that was awful. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my God, that's me.
Well, yeah. But I didn't want to say that's why I said college, you know? I was trying to
push it. No, we've never really watched SNL together properly for this reason.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what are we doing here? It's a rolling ball. It's right. And that's what this movie is. It's a big, beautiful rolling ball of
like
a movie.
Going through a jungle.
Which reminds me, there's a great little homages to like other adventure
like
movies.
Like the log rolling like scene. Is that what you're
like
thinking?
Like the log rolling scene. Like the, like there's little things towards the end that are like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Like there's so much.
Do you know
they play
also,
with light? They got a whole thing.
You know that that's all. The guy that directed this was one of the creators of Flight of the Conchords.
I did not know
and
that.
One of the writers of it did Forgetting Sarah Marshall and did a few other movies. Some good pedigree there.
Yeah,
that's fun. Those are fun movies.
Those are fun movies.
I didn't know. Do you know? Because I'm looking it up now. The lead, Dora Isabella Moner.
Do you I don't know her.
I don't. Yeah, is she?
Has she been in anything? You tell me. Well, IMDb app, man.
She was in Transformers. One of the Transformers. She was in Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg, which
oh my god,
is crazy because Mark Wahlberg's nephew is Diego in this, Jeff Wahlberg, which frightened me for a second because I was like, did they really just go get a Wahlberg to play Diego for this?
Yeah.
But apparently, listen, this is gonna sound bad, but apparently he's got a Dominican mother, so we don't have to worry about that part of it. All right. I'm just saying.
Why not? Also weird.
No, but I just picture Mark Wahlberg being like, "Listen, I know the kid's kid. Diego, but I got a nephew. His name's Jeff Wahlberg. Let's throw him in there."
What's also weird is he was very tall. Not something I think of when I think of a Wahlberg.
Ooh, shots fired.
Also, I gave you a lot of crap for having the IMDb app, but I have it too.
Yeah, well, of course you do. Who doesn't have this app? Everyone needs to have this app. Have we not mentioned this? You need to have the IMDb app.
The IMDb app actually is a good use of phone space.
It's an excellent use. I mean, you can just look it up. Look, I'm looking at the Dora movie now.
Want to know what
I'm
made me do
Benicio
it?
I'm seeing Benicio del Toro played Swiper, the animated fox. That's another thing about this movie. Lives in reality except for a couple little flourishes, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Boots is a great character. Boots has a lot of
The part that that's one of the things that I think played a little weird, but there's a part towards the end where Dora needs to talk to Boots. And I was dying. I thought it was so funny because she was talking to him and his expression was blank the entire time. And she kept like acting like he had just said something. And I thought it was handled perfectly. But then all of a sudden he actually does speak. Slight spoiler.
Maybe.
Slight spoiler. Well, it could be her imagination because she's been on drugs so much at that point. She's been drugged. Time to, like the jungle is basically what they're saying in this movie. Cornucopia of just different drugs getting into your system. You know, frogs, plants, everything. It's just it's causing.
It's great.
Maximum fun.
They she also has a lot of. There's a lot of funny. I would say they do a good job not doing too much of it. But I think we both agreed that we almost wanted a little bit more of it. You know, the thing that Dora's most famous for, which is, like, her just asking the audience, like, can you say whatever the word is? And in this one, it's like, can you say noxious gases?
Yes. I mean, so, and they did that a couple times, I think, in the beginning of the movie, just set the tone. And I know that that's what they're trying to do, so you knew, like, oh, this is, like, kind of be winky, family fun, but family for the whole family, not just the kiddies. You know, we have a little, I mean, everyone loves a noxious gas, fourth wall break. But I just think they could have brought that back. Mm-hmm. Even if they just brought it back at the very end, at some funny moment, it would have been great.
Yeah.
If, like, the bad guy was like, you know.
Also, I liked because, so Ken never
scumbag?
Really watched the show.
No, I never saw the show.
He never saw the show. Yeah. I did. And actually, the more I think about it, I was quite young when I saw that show. And, like, I was watching that show too old for who the show was targeted at. But when I was sick and I was, like, 8, I probably was watching
that show.
Oh,
I don't know if that's too old.
I think it was a bit. Well, also, but what year did Dora the Explorer come out?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Kendra. I'll never know. I'm looking at
it right now. But I remember watching it sometimes when I was
2000.
Sick. So no, I was like,
oh, not 11. 8, 9.
Wait. Uh-oh.
2000.
Calendar.
Is
she
calendar? Oh no. Kendra. Oh man. It's actually regular math. You just take 2000 and you subtract your birth year.
It seems like calendar math to me. Yeah, anyway. But I do remember watching it when I was homesick. And
wait. We can say your birth year, right? 91?
Yeah.
It's crazy because I'm 81.
Yeah.
And Perry's 61. I know we've been over that, but it's a nice little...
I love that.
It's great.
No, I really do love that.
And?
What? Never mind. Do you have a good connection?
No, I don't have a connection.
I'm sorry. We're going to have a connection.
We will have a
connection. But the point is, I feel like I had thought that I hadn't watched it because I was always trying to convince people that I had never seen it. But watching it, I was like, I've watched this a bunch and I love it. And you were wondering because Swiper does some things in it. Swiper's like not even a real character in it. He's very tangential.
But he's
fun. And it's like, and then you get to see Dora be like really...
Swiper.
Yeah. But also like jumping all over the place. Which she never really did in the show.
She doesn't?
No.
Well, this is an older Dora, too.
Right, exactly. I'm sure she would have learned some, like, flip skills.
She's not some useless six-year-old anymore.
No, because, well, in the show, she just is, like, looking at the camera, being like...
Well, because it's partly, like, part of it's a...
Yeah, and it's
you're teaching, you know, certain...
Also, it's low-quality animation.
Okay, yeah.
They were just like, let's put her at the front.
Do you know, when she looks at the camera, are they teaching Spanish, like... Half the time, and then the other time just talking about... It goes back and forth?
It goes back and forth, if I remember correctly. I mean, I clearly watched it, didn't learn any Spanish.
It was one of those shows where I found out how popular it was and who I knew and who, like, how many people watched it. It surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
Considering, like, it's a different... A lot of it's in a different language, or at least they you know, they're welcoming to using that language and trying to teach it.
Yeah.
And it's... Weirdly, that seemed like almost... Like revolutionary.
Yeah.
It's like crazy, like a second language, but.
No, it was a really, it was a.
It's very sweet. I was nervous in the beginning when she started talking to Backpack, and I thought there was going to be like a very like clean, very straightforward, like G-rated movie. And it was a lot more fun than that.
It did also make me wonder, what was the rating on it?
Well, let me look it up. It was an hour and 40 minutes, and I do think it could have knocked 20 minutes off, or 15 minutes off. It should have been around 85, 90.
We did watch a late night show, which I was so thankful that we did. We were planning on seeing an earlier show.
Rated R? What? No, it's PG. PG.
I was
wondering, my guess.
Because, it was definitely not G.
Well, they're doing drugs. They're talking about mating. Like,
There's some spiders.
Yeah, that's part of the...
There's two spiders, though, which I appreciated. It was still too many for my taste.
How about the scorpions?
It was funny enough.
Oh my god.
And
no, we were not the only two adults in the theater.
It was only adults.
It was all adults.
But that's because we went to a 10 p.m. showing, right, which I think was a good idea. Yeah. If I was anyone else going to see this, I would say it's probably not a bad idea to go to an older showing. Because, I mean...
Well, it's because Kendra hates children. I don't know. This maybe made clear in earlier
enough
episodes.
Stuff where she asks the audience stuff, and people were still.
Well, I said when she said, "Can you say delicioso?" And I was like, "Delicioso."
I know.
Of course, I'm going to say that
out loud. No, but like there was a lot of like crowd work.
Listen, I'm,
it's fun with it. It would be fine with kids, but I don't know if you have kids, bring them to it because, dear Lord.
I got back and I watched Ben-Hur to regain my adult bona fides. You know, I was like, I need a 4-hour epic. I watched Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur back to back. And the greatest story ever told. All the Bible or Bible adjacent movies.
Wow,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I went big
of you.
On that. Yeah.
Thank you. So our connection to Perry Gilpin.
Yes. What do we got, Kendra?
Okay. So Eva Longoria.
Mm-hmm. Dora's mother. Was on Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
Yes.
You.
Yeah.
As was Perry Gilpin for an episode.
Yes.
She played a wedding party caterer.
Awesome.
Did you know that?
No. I didn't. But her name was Maggie Gilroy.
Yeah.
I knew that.
And she played it, it was just a one episode thing. But she was trying to be set up with someone. They weren't in a scene together. Just
but,
to be clear.
But that's fine.
They were under the same thing. And that's one degree of Perry Gilpin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's great.
So.
Anything else?
No, I think that's everything.
What was I going to say?
If you guys are like looking for a good-ish time, watch Dora. Would you watch it would you recommend people see it in theaters, or would you say you could just wait until it's like free on something?
I don't know. I would wait.
Yeah.
It's a good, if you don't want anything too serious because you're just, you know, we're just drowning in misery these days, like, great movie.
You should go see it.
It's fun. You can have some popcorn and all that stuff. But at home, same thing when it comes around.
Yeah,
same sort of deal. It's a fun adventure movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to also say briefly, because I don't have a lot to say about it, but Glow Season 3 was very good.
I need to watch it.
If you watch it, maybe we can talk about it. But it started off in...
It's like your Stranger Things.
Yeah, please. I've told you.
No, but it's like, no, like, you had two seasons on Stranger Things. I have two seasons on Glow.
Wait, hold on one second. You haven't watched it yet? That's my impression of you. Ken, you haven't watched it yet? How offensive is this impression?
I honestly am fine with it.
I didn't go full bore, that's why. It started off, I was struggling through the first couple episodes. By the end of it, I did... love it.
Wow.
So, you know, check that out. If you like Glow and you were like, well, you know, I've seen the first two. Never mind this season.
Yeah, classic. That's what everyone says.
Throw it on. Yeah. No one says that, but yeah, solid show.
Okay. Well,
And Betty Gilpin, by the way.
Very good. Another Gilpin. Unrelated.
I wanted to bring that up, but she continues to be terrific on the show, and I think people are starting to talk about her.
Good.
Because she really is... tremendous. And unfortunately, she was in
a movie that was just canceled.
It was just pulled, The Hunt. Yeah, she was in that. I was really excited to see that because of her. And then they just pulled it.
Imagine actually pulling a movie. Just do a straight to DVD or something.
I don't know. There's dumb things happening left and right. I mean, if you get offended by that kind of movie, that's kind of the point of that movie. That's fine. But like, why are we just pulling movies? I don't understand.
Exactly. But I'm also fine with like, you don't have to do a big release.
Yeah.
Just put it on something.
But the problem is they were doing a huge release. And so it got ahead of itself a little bit. And so people saw what it was and they were like, in this day and age, we can't have that. But listen, movies and video games aren't causing the violence, all right? We all know what it is.
Boom.
And this is a political show, so let's get into it now. Okay, we'll see you guys, or we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll hear from you. We haven't really heard a lot recently.
I think we should give them credit. We have heard things, but our phone number hasn't been falling
off
the
hook.
Yes,
they voted it when we asked them to vote, or 9 people did. We need double that next time, or else I'm going ape, all right? I'm going Boots the Monkey, if you guys do not get back to us. But we, even some of our like strongest fans, we've had to kind of reach out to them. I'm feeling a little wanting lately. I just want to let you know. Maybe I'm a little needy.
No, yeah, maybe.
It's a summer's end insecurity that's flourishing right now, like a cactus bloom. Please reach out to us. Was that too much?
It was beautiful, poetic.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.